We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, January 28th, 2020. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Good
morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Is it Friday yet?
No. Not Friday
yet. Not even close, Ricky.
Oh, it's just Tuesday, but
yeah, I was about to say it's Wednesday, then I realized it's Tuesday. Yeah, I was getting ahead of myself, too.
By the way, Cakes has a little glitter. Did
yeah,
you go
I noticed,
clubbing last night?
Yeah, because
why
I,
do you have glitter
I
on
don't
your
know.
Face?
I noticed that when I was looking in the
You're
mirror.
You're freshly shaved. Like you trimmed.
Yeah, I went to my personal stylist, Jonathan, yesterday. He took care of me.
And did he apply glitter
he
to
did
your
not,
face?
To my knowledge, he did not apply any glitter.
Was Amy wearing glitter these days?
She is, to my knowledge, not wearing glitter.
At the strip club last night?
No. The only strip club appearances I make are paid appearances in cash.
Right, okay.
That's a message to my man, and Cal Brockdorf.
Those have dried up.
It's been a while. Those have not happened for probably a decade.
Yeah.
But I would say a decade plus.
But always open to it if that opportunity
I feel like within the last
itself.
10 years we've had one of Cal's like broken porn stars.
Maybe 10 years
I feel
ago.
Like those were the HFS years and then it spilled over like a year or two.
I remember having one or two. I remember having Brie Olsen in here post Charlie Sheen. That was not good.
I will do almost any paid appearance. Yeah. Not any, but
are we allowed
almost
to announce
any.
Our next appearance?
I don't know. Astrap T-shirt. Apparently, it's very top secret.
We're running a promo for an appearance, so I figured since they're running the promo during commercial breaks,
I would think you could run
we
it.
Could talk about it on the air, yeah. And he scolded me and said you can't do it.
Is that still the case?
I didn't know it was top secret.
No, I scolded him last Monday about it, and he talked about it last week on the air. So why would it still be a secret?
Yeah, just so talk about it.
Yes, Rick.
What are they going to fire you?
He said you can.
It wasn't last Monday. Anyway, it was Friday. But we're going to be at Hollywood Casino for the big game.
I'm doing a casino appearance.
Two of you
Yeah.
Are.
There yes. we go. Love it.
Big game party.
Yes, correct.
We'll be there from 4 to 6, handing the baton to Grant and Danny thereafter.
Yes.
So we'll get you
nice
hyped up pregame for the big game.
Now, if
game.
You get out of there right at 6, you have a shot at seeing kickoff, but probably
at
you
home.
Miss it. You're probably
Now,
it.
I need to go straight to the window and cash in this winner from earlier in the NFL season. And I better do it soon because, look, the ticket is fading. Pretty soon they're going to be like,
let me see if I can figure out what it says.
They might not accept that.
I don't know. Hopefully they will. Now, it has the bet.
Okay,
is it a season-long bet?
No, it was an over. Shocker. I took the over in the Seahawks.
And it hit?
Steelers game, which I want to say was in week 4
yeah,
or week 5
like
of the NFL.
You're going to win $100.
Well, plus the amount of the ticket.
Seahawks versus Steelers.
Yes. I'm going to cash that blicky on Sunday.
The ticket cost $110, so yeah. I guess we get $210.
Yeah, of course. Nice. I'll probably just roll it on a dumb Super Bowl bet. Probably
yeah,
a prop
just do
bet.
A, do a prop. Yeah.
Why? I mean, do I
would
really
take
want
the $210.
Cash?
I'd be sized for the $210.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I bet you like to.
I like to roll.
Yeah, but he's
it.
Rich.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
now, I did get beat up at MGM my last visit. Probably my worst cash game session. In the last 3 or 4 years.
Did it dip into four figures?
No, but it was close.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I lost $900.
So that's a lot when you just play 1-3.
Yeah. I lost $700 in my first two hands.
Wow.
It was catastrophic.
Oh, then you're chasing.
Chasing.
Yeah,
yeah, bleeding. Just
but
stuck.
We're going to be at Hollywood Casino Charlestown in West Virginia.
That's correct.
Sports book, having a good time, Join us from 4 to 6.
Apparently nobody else in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, nobody wants to take sports gambling money. So West Virginia is more than happy to take everybody's sports gambling
money. Anyway, is there any idea why you have glitter on your face?
I don't know.
Where's the glitter?
Oh, it's like, I think, right underneath my left bag.
Yeah.
I don't know. How would I know how I got glitter on my face? It's just one speck.
Is it like a soap or something that women use that have that kind of thing? No?
Don't know.
I have no idea.
Probably.
Not aware of it. Yeah. But look, you've shaved because we have WSA9
here. That's correct.
That's why I went with the collared shirt today. I mean, I do it every once in a while. But to dress up slightly.
I was going to shower this morning, but I passed.
Annie, you and a crew of 100 apparently are here.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently WSA has a massive budget.
Yeah.
Bigger budget than we have.
I mean, they are putting a lot of resources towards the story.
Can we talk about, we're going over to Circa.
Yes.
We're going over to Circa, and we're going to do a little sit down, like a little
mini table version, table manners version.
Yeah, with Annie. Now, Annie's going to be sitting at the table with us.
I think so. Is that right, Annie? Yeah.
Just interviewing us, talking about our success.
Yeah, I guess.
Scary success.
It'll be quick.
That's right.
It'll be quick.
It's a good 5 minutes.
It'll be brief.
I realized looking through my stuff, so Eric told me, go through some of your stuff and bring it in, that about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I just quit collecting stuff because we'd been on for so long. I think in the early years, when you figured the show wasn't going to be around that long, I wanted to keep all the mementos. So, you know, and every article that was written about us, it could be in
Do you actually trash them? I still have
them framed. No, I still have all of those articles kind of piled up and organized.
I have a bin that I throw stuff in.
And maybe there just haven't been as many articles written about us because we used to have like Nubs magazines. There was a magazine called Plethora Magazine. You ever heard of that?
No, I don't know. I literally think
it was a one-issue magazine.
A huge feature on us.
They thought we were going to be a one-issue sports radio show, too.
Yeah. Pretty much every local journal from the Prince George Journal, they all wrote articles about us for a while, and I would collect them. And then in about 2004... they faded away, and I don't know if they quit covering us or I just quit collecting.
I think
there was the Washington Post magazine article, which I found.
Yeah.
So I just brought in a couple of those big ones. And then I also looked at my own personal files. I used to keep that guest list.
Yeah.
I quit that in 2002. So literally the first, 1,300 shows that we did, you can pick a date.
Well, didn't you used to record them? My dad used to record the shows.
Your dad recorded the weekend shows and then a little bit of the weekday shows. Those were cassette tapes.
Yeah.
I pared that down to two cassette tapes.
He's still working at PG Country Club.
Yeah.
What an awful dialect that is. Oh, man.
So anyway.
It's a big enough signing bonus. He's gone.
I guess we're
going to
be featured on WSA9. What's the angle, Andy? Can we have her on camera?
Yeah. Andy, come on. Do you want to get on the microphone?
Can you
turn this mic on for Annie?
So...
This is all about the Junkies' success. I mean, you guys are local legends. Do you understand that? Local legends.
Not really.
It's hard to feel that way.
Icons.
Doesn't feel that way.
But is it
a radio week?
No.
We've been featured on a radio week before.
This is going to be the biggest story on WUSA 9.
It's called a standalone.
Whose decision was this? Was this Mike Valentine's?
No, I pitched it because I love you guys.
All right.
And everyone loved it because everyone loves you guys. And it was just a matter of, are you all willing to do it? So, you know.
We're willing to do
it.
Hold on. Did you pitch it to Mike or did you pitch it to, your producer?
Pitched it to producers, a team of people.
Oh, so Mike is the GM.
Mike has to sign off on it.
Oh, good. That's my boy.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to air when?
It was going to air on Friday going into Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
But because you caught the flu and delayed us a bit, we're going to be filmed. I think it's now TBD, but it's going to be close to Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Maybe a little sooner. Either way, it's going to be a hit, so everyone tune in.
All right.
Because the Junkies, everyone loves you guys.
It's
everyone. Even the women in the newsroom were like, oh my gosh, yes, we know them. And that's, I think, the beauty of you guys. You're able to tap into the lives of all kinds of, you know.
Well, we're so handsome. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's got to be it.
It's dashing,
we're so good looking.
In case you're hilarious, the glitter under your left back.
Does his wife have a soap or something that has glitter?
Like much of my humor, unplanned.
Well, his wife probably had something to do with it, but not with soap.
Do they sell a product, though, where you put glitter on that has glitter in, like a lotion or something, or no?
No.
That doesn't exist?
No.
I have no idea. How do girls put glitter on?
There's a glitter product, but it's not soap. It's just purposely you put it on to, like, make your tan glisten type right. of product.
Yeah, that was the whole part. I just wanted to glisten today for WSA9.
Glow. Got that glow.
Yep, that's what I'm looking for.
All right, so everyone tune in.
That's the
angle. Thank you, Annie.
We got your Caps beanie. You have a million Caps beanies. They were back in action last
night.
Don't
have enough. I'm still always actively searching for more. Drab t-shirt, taking over.
I didn't catch any of it.
They got a dub without Ovi.
Yeah, in Montreal.
Verona's a superstar.
That's your guy.
Yeah, he is.
You discovered him.
I did.
He's your guy.
I'm telling you, he's going to be
discovered him after the Stanley Cup win.
Yeah, which I love.
Absolutely incorrect. You're making things up as usual. Superstar, going to be a 40-goal scorer soon. Soon. I mean, you know what? Might be this year.
I think he's probably like he's on pace for like 35 to 38.
Yeah, he's on tear.
He's knocking on the door.
By the way, I like what Jason's doing while we're having WSA 9. He's doing a little research on the WSA 9 roster.
Well, I'm looking
roster.
For all the hotties. Yeah. So tell Melissa Nord, I said, what's up? And Leslie Foster.
Jason's sort of the local news expert. He knows all of the anchors. Yeah. He and his wife, they have the local news on in their family room kitchen area, their great room area. Yeah. And they just watch. They watch Ellen, and then they watch the news.
Yeah. My wife likes to watch Channel 4, but I like to spread it out a little bit. So I know. You got to get on her.
Right.
I can't. You know what? Bruce Johnson's still in the market.
He's still grinding.
How long has Bruce Johnson been in the market? It's got to be 30 plus years.
40 years, I would guess. Right,
click probably. On his picture and it'll probably have a bio.
I mean, he's on every night. Weeknight anchor.
Tony Perkins is back.
We love T-Perk.
T-Perk.
Annie, you need to get, if you're going to talk, you need to get on mic.
Come on,
you're
in pro.
Sorry. This is from Tony Perkins, T-Perk. Please tell
not this mic. That's not even a mic.
She's talking into a pole.
Well, that's not her fault.
That's not her fault.
That's not her fault. Somebody put that on.
This is one of my best moments. Yeah. Thank you very much. Please tell the Junkies I said hello, and I love them, and I miss them dearly.
Oh.
Signed,
tell him
Tony
we
Perkins.
Reciprocate.
T-Perk.
We love T-Perk. He's a good dude.
Tony's a good dude.
He's good people.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just talking into, like, a pole.
The mic stand.
Yeah.
Not the microphone.
Yeah. So people are swapping these out? Did you bring in the new ones?
No, I need to buy some. I don't know what I'm doing.
So JP's still coughing.
Everybody's coughing.
Jason's coughing.
This
I'm going to the doctor today.
Zero.
Got the coronavirus.
Yeah.
God, I don't know how I'm still upright.
The WSA 9 crew is coming into the walking wounded.
I told him. I said, this is the germiest place you're going to be in for a long time.
We should be doing the show with surgical masks.
I was telling Eric.
Hazmat suits.
I lay in my bed every night, and I just don't feel right. I really don't.
I thought I was going to pass out today when we were walking up the stairs.
And it's not like I felt last week or 2 weeks ago. When I had the clue, I felt
clue?
I mean, right now, I just don't feel good.
Yeah. That's why you should take the elevator and not the stairs. That avoids the pesky stairs.
Well, I'm going today because I have to fly to Minneapolis on Thursday, which is also something I don't want to do is be on a plane. How long? The flight to Minneapolis is probably
Has anybody seen the World
War? I would say three.
Remember
maybe?
The World War Z scene when the zombies overtake the plane?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm bringing these Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them to the airplane. And I'm going to sit. I'm at the whole seat. I'm going to wipe it down, the armrest and everything.
You better hope that your flight isn't a connection from Beijing into Minneapolis.
Well, probably not.
It's a draft.
Because then you probably won't come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is with the coronavirus, you know, I think it's like the flu, right? They don't even know if it's more dangerous or less dangerous because China's lying about whatever the issue is over there. But, yeah, I mean...
I also heard it could take 2 weeks for people to even show the symptoms.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there's going to be probably hundreds of thousands of people that have it, but I'm just assuming it's like other flus. Some flus kill people.
So behind on my doomsday prepping. I haven't bought any guns. I barely have any water. I don't have a panic room. Yeah. I'm just way behind.
All I'm going to do is just wipe everybody down. I want to spray everybody with bacterial, stuff.
Give everybody hand sanitizer.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just grossed out by the world
right now. Right.
By doorknobs, by door handles, by the sink. When you go in the bathroom and wash your hands.
You should be doing the show with like latex gloves on.
I wonder
like every day.
If the crews that clean the planes,
yeah,
You know, when you sit,
they should wear masks.
You know, when you sit at the gate and the plane comes in and
they fumigate the whole thing.
They fumigate. I wonder if they're doing anything extra now because of Corona.
They might be
spraying. I spray Lysol everywhere in the house.
Yeah,
I spray. You know, my daughter has strep. I just spray sure. Couches.
Gotta
blankets.
Kill those germs.
Yeah.
Doesn't a hype up it kills 99.99% of germs?
That's got to be pretty good.
That's a lot of germs.
Although I've told you, I've seen studies before where they said the best thing for you is just hot water and soap. It's better than antibacterial stuff.
Wash your hands.
I mean, these wipes kill staph, E. coli, MRSA, salmonella, strep, and I've never heard of this last one. Kleb. What's Kleb?
I don't know, but you don't want it.
Now I'm afraid of it. I don't really know what it is.
It'll kill the glitter on your face.
Maybe it will.
All right, should mention on the show today, we're going to start talking a little Super Bowl. Solomon Wilcox is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We'll also talk Caps. Nice win for them yesterday as the comeback for the second half of the season. Alan May is going to join us. And we'll continue to talk about the passing of Kobe Bryant. Mike Wilbon, who's great on giving things historical perspective. Mike Wilbon will join us at 9:20 right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So you know I'm a degen, right? So I did a 3-player moneyline parlay with Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic.
Okay.
I put 140 up to win 68. And we watched Nadal win yesterday, but Federer played overnight.
Five setter.
Yeah. Well, he broke 7 match points. Sandgren had match points, 7 match points in the fourth.
Yeah. And Federer could have easily lost the other one. We're watching
Milman,
previous. I don't know who the
Milman,
guy was.
Yeah, he was down 8-4 in the tiebreak in the fifth and came back and won 10-8. But anyway, so I woke up this morning and saw that he
pulled it out.
He pulled it out. I'm like, oh, my God. Because Federer was the one I was kind of worried about.
Should always worry.
And Tennis Sandgren has been hot, who's ranked, I believe, 100th in the world.
But his name's Tennis. His real name is Tennis.
I know, it's not the worst.
But it's not spelled.
I know.
He's named after his great-grandfather.
Okay.
So it's not like he was named after the sport he played. Okay.
But he had a famous girlfriend, right?
I don't know.
Was he dating Britt McHenry?
I think so.
100%.
He was or is?
I know he was at some point. I don't keep up with her dating life, so
he
don't know.
He was about a year or two ago.
Like it or not. Anyway, so Djokovic is playing right now, and he's up 2-0, and he's tied 5-5 with her. So we're rooting for Djokovic today.
We are or you are?
Come on. You'd be happy for me, wouldn't you?
It's kind of fun when you lose.
You want me to lose?
Well, I mean, it's kind of fun.
Especially on the third part of a teaser.
Right.
Like, if it was heartbreak, we would definitely enjoy it.
Right.
But, I mean, Djokovic's up 2 sets.
And how about this?
Zippy.
So last night, the T-Wolves, this is why you can't bet the NBA.
Right.
It's just nuts. All right. So the T-Wolves are playing the Sacramento Kings. All right, the T-Wolves are 3-point favorites. They're up 17. They're up 115-98 with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play.
Winner.
Lose the game.
Went to OT.
Since 1995, last 25 years, teams that have had a 17-point lead with 2:49 to play
are
8,400-0 until last night.
So now the record's 8,400-1.
And you were on the wrong side of that?
No. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I just heard that this morning. I could not believe what I was hearing.
Right.
Well, generally, you're going to be on the right side of that.
Of course.
But it just shows you how crazy the game is now, though, with threes and everything.
Nuts. And
nobody shoots twos anymore. So everything, you know, everything's doable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you blow a 17-point lead.
Well, yeah.
And the Rockets are 14-point dogs at Utah without Westbrook and without Harden. Eric Gordon has 50.
Yeah.
And they go to Utah and win by 9.
Right.
You can't predict it.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're betting in the NBA, you deserve to lose.
Yeah.
Well, you're just a degenerate.
Yeah, like, you just can't help. I'm a degenerate, and I rarely bet the NBA.
You stay away.
I can't bet.
But you'll bet the NHL. You don't know anything about that.
Well, I bet the Caps and maybe a couple of – yeah, but small.
He gets recommended plays is the thing.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
He gets recommendations and goes.
But I know the NBA is a loser.
Here's a recommendation. Bet Wizards overs. I know I've been beating
Have they adjusted
that
the totals? Because the totals are so huge.
Well, they couldn't have adjusted
days.
It for the last game, for the Hawks-Wizards game, because they scored like 280-plus points.
Well, the total was 241.5.
Right, and they flew over that.
By 44 points or something.
Right. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just how the game
is. I think the halftime
now.
Score was like 83-72.
Yeah.
That's at the half.
Yeah.
That's a full game back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
In the NBA.
That's like a Pat Riley Knicks. That's a full game. John
that
Starks
might even
and those
be a
guys.
That is a high scoring game.
Yeah.
Back in the early 90s.
It's a video game now. Everything's like the All-Star game.
I was trying to think. I was talking about these before the show. How many possessions the Kings had in the last 249? I got to count that up. You can't have that many possessions with 249. I mean, I know this.
I'm trying to think if I can name three guys on the Kings.
They've got De'Aaron Fox. I can probably name eight.
They've got Buddy Hield.
You sleep on Nemanja Bjelica. You sleep on Henry Giles.
They got a Bobo, don't they?
Bagley.
Yeah.
They got a Bobo.
They've got a Bogdanovich.
Yeah.
They've got Kent Bazemore was just traded to the Kings.
And their coach is?
They got Harrison
Barnes. I don't know who their coach. I don't care who their coach is. No, when you play DFS, you don't care who's coaching who.
They were how Luke about this? Walton. They were down.
Luke Walton. Luke Walton.
Who's I don't care about him.
Who's the T-Wolves?
Again,
coach?
I don't care about who that person is.
They should be fired.
Why would I care about a coach? T-Wolves, I care about players.
T-Wolves were up 9 with 39 seconds left.
It's you think Saunders Andrew Wiggins Jr. has ever played defense? You think
nine?
You think Big Cat? Carl Anthony Towns plays defense.
I mean, you're counting your money up 9.
You would think.
Nope, loser.
That's Flip Saunders Jr., right?
I think
the second.
Oh, it is?
Whatever it is. Flip's kid is the head coach of the Timberwolves.
So
don't forget,
I don't think his name is Flip, though, is it?
No, it's not Flip.
Ryan.
It's
Ryan Saunders.
Ryan Saunders.
Chippy, don't forget backup point guard for the Kings, Yogi Ferrell, formerly of Indiana.
Continuing to go down the Sacramento Kings sideways.
Yes, of course.
So you probably have an affection for them from the shooting shirt from back in the day.
That is
true. The Kings sent us.
That's a long
our Bowie cable access days.
It's a long time ago.
So what's the latest on the Kobe story? What was sort of the narrative yesterday beyond?
I don't think there was an update on the actual story itself, other than people are still sad. And then NBA-wise, the Lakers-Clippers game was canceled for tonight.
Right.
Chris Paul
That was
the
game the where
game.
The cheapest ticket you get was like $800, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? What are they rescheduling for? Just like pushing it a day? Or
is I'm
it
not
like,
sure.
No, their next game will be Friday at home against the Blazers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Paul sat out a game just mourning.
Grieving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know there was really any updates.
Well, there's all the updates are just what happened during the flight.
Yeah. Which is just haunting.
Trip. Yeah.
I mean,
I saw that he was communicating with Shaq's
son. Yeah. That morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who was a basketball player at UCLA.
He's a transfer.
Had health issues and is transferring.
Yes.
Did he have a heart condition?
He had a heart deal, had to have heart surgery, missed his first year, and then this year barely played. Was only playing like 10 minutes a game or so, and so decided to transfer. And I think Kobe was just encouraging him.
And I guess the controversy is that they actually had clearance to fly.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that the fog was so bad that the L.A. Police Department whatever grounded their helicopters?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who gave them, who in the tower gave them clearance.
I don't know.
Someone's going to lose their job.
You would think.
Well, and the other thing is he wasn't supposed to fly into the fog when he saw it. And then he did try to get permission to use his instruments to fly through the fog. But at that point, I guess it was just too late.
Yeah.
It's just horrifying. The whole thing is just haunting and horrifying.
Yep.
And I just don't know when it's going to go away for people. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it will. No doubt.
Know, I heard some guys saying they think it'll be at least through the All-Star break. The All-Star break will be sort of a subdued thing.
Yeah.
Since this is the death portion of the show, you should probably talk about Morgan's funeral. How was it?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday at DeMatha in the Convocation Center.
I mean, it's a funeral. It's weird to say, how was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was, it is what you expect. It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Danny Ferry was there. David Falk was there.
So James Brown.
James Brown did
speaking.
He did the eulogy. Yep. Adrian Dantley was there, a bunch of former players. But, you know, it was what you expected.
Yeah. Adrian Dantley still working as a crossing guard?
He is, yes.
I think so.
I saw him 2 weeks ago.
Isn't that crazy?
He needs just benefits.
Just likes to stay active.
He's been out of the NBA for how many? 20-plus years? 25, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
Need to stay active, get the bennies. Helps kids go across the road, busy-ass road that I live on.
Right. Oh, he's right by your house.
I mean, sometimes. He's not there every time, but, I mean, it's a rotation of crossing guards.
Oh, so he is out in the only area?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Is that where he lives?
The few times I went to Gold's Gym in the Old Town, he was there just lifting tremendous amounts of weight and making me feel bad about myself.
Right.
And looking just ripped.
Right.
I don't know how old he is. He's got to be 60-plus at this point.
Still looks good, though.
Oh, he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks amazing.
Right.
He got bored out of an NBA ring. Maybe they gave him one. He was part of that Pistons team didn't get over the hump against the Lakers. And the next year, you know, they won, and then they actually won back-to-back. But he got traded midseason for Mark Aguirre, who was, I guess, tighter with Isaiah.
He also got more hosed by the era that he played in. Because if he's playing in this era, he's making $30 million a year.
That is true. Yeah.
But he still had to have made millions.
Oh, I'm sure he did great.
And I'm sure he still has some of it.
I'm sure he did amazingly
Doesn't
well.
Doesn't he do it just because he likes to stay active?
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah. You know, he just wants to. He wants to have a job. This guy's got a work ethic.
I
can't relate to it.
I'm imagining I'm going to do something when I'm 80. I'll be a Walmart greeter or something.
Oh, I'm not. I know. Here's what I'm doing. If I make it to 80, I'm taking my chair down to the beach or have it there permanently.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking my feet in the sand.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the ocean. And I'm going to ponder
life.
But
you're going to take your oxygen tank to the poker table.
I'll do that too.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, 100%.
You know what's funny is that Cakes eats dinner at 5 already right now.
Yeah,
you
he's ready for the 80, blue plate special.
When he's 80, he's going to start eating dinner at 4.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Have the hair grown out of his ear.
I hope. That's something I will always have a hustle on. I will not have hair growing out of my ear.
Not be that guy.
Unless I have dementia, and then I just don't I don't know about it.
It'll start growing faster.
Yeah, but I'll keep on top of it until
I get some now. If you're not careful, I'll have a straggler.
Of course.
Do you think Cakes' thumb's still going to hurt from bowling when he's 80?
Yeah. It still does. I need to make my appointment. I'm making my appointment today. It's still tingly. I don't know what to tell you.
That's when it's over. When you get injured bowling, it's over.
When you get injured bowling and your thumb can't recover, your thumb can't bounce back. By the way, never bowling again. And if I am, I'm not sticking
my... So you're out on our next bowling outing?
Well, if I go, I'm not sticking my thumb into the thumb hole.
By the way, Drabby, you went in and got the holes drilled in, didn't you?
I did. He was bitter. I didn't have a receipt.
Right. I told you. You should have gone right away.
Yeah. I went a month and a half later.
Yeah. What did you say?
They didn't even sell that ball anymore.
Right. But did he understand it was his ball, his...
Yeah, he's...
Dude, he believed you?
I'm not kidding you.
How many other people are buying bowling balls?
Cakes?
Are you serious?
Cakes. There was 25 people in the bowling shop.
Nuh-uh. You're lying.
On a Saturday afternoon, it was chaos.
It was packed.
It was like Costco.
Bowling's wildly popular?
Yes, it's back.
We act like when we were there, we were the only people in the bowling alley.
It's true.
People love bowling.
People do love bowling.
But most people don't have their own balls. Most people just go and use the, you know, standard ball.
What was the clientele like in there?
No.
Just what you expect.
High end?
No. Bunch of brothers.
Right. Really?
Brothers love bowling.
I didn't think about that.
I was about to say redneck, white trash,
it was like the barber shop in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone was having a good time.
Everyone was chopping
smoking and joking in there?
Smoking and joking, giving lessons.
Really?
I loved it.
Lessons?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when you get your the holes drilled, they gotta see how it rolls off your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So you gotta sit in there and give a demonstration. The guy's giving you tips.
Why? Where do you roll it?
Well, they want to make sure it fits.
I mean, are you just doing the motion, or are you actually releasing
it? Lanes.
No. In the pro shop, they have like a 25-foot long carpet, like a lane.
You're kidding.
You throw the ball down.
You're kidding. I didn't notice that. It must be in the back area.
It was the rug, like in the main section there.
And they had people rolling balls there.
It's like getting fitted for golf clubs.
It's a simulator.
Yeah,
I was nervous.
I have a bowling
imagine
simulator.
If they had their own lane in there. All the employees would just be playing.
Look at EB's eyes. He's always dreamed of having a bowling alley or a lane in his house.
I just like bowling.
If you want to light money on fire, have a bowling alley in your house.
Exactly.
Maybe, but my buddy Tom, you know, put a bowling alley in their golf course in Chicago. And the problem is those things break down all the time. Like, you have to hire an engineer just to deal with the pin machine breaking all the time. So... You know, if Come you have on, one in your house,
just hire a stooge to go out there and set up the pins.
He called.
That's your pin machine.
He called him an engineer.
You know what? Screw that fancy equipment. Pay a guy $9 an hour to go set up the pins.
No, there's like a million moving pieces in those things. They break all the time.
The people that were bowling in the 1800s had a fancy machine. No, they had some jerk down at the end of the lane setting up the pins.
Although now they have there's another apparatus that actually has strings attached to the pins, and they use it like in Europe, and it's more economical and it's easier to fix, and you don't have as many, because there's not as many moving parts in the machine. It's a newer technology. The problem is, so Tom almost got it but he said they're just going to Joan on it and think it's nubby, you know, because it has strings. And so like, when the pins go down, the strings pull back up, you know, but
like a marionette,
right? Yeah. But it's more economical. They use it in Europe, but he thought the club people, the members were just Joan. Mm. So you had to spend more money.
Pulling up the pins with the strings.
Go less efficient so your members are happy.
If I was a member and my dues were going towards a fishing line on a bowling pin, right. I'd be better too.
You control me like marionette.
Drop, so you've got the holes. Did you get your initials or anything written in there? Because Eric's has an ECB, I believe.
No, BIC.
Oh, that's BIC.
No. I already ricked the guy for taking the drilling for free. So
yeah, but did you get it nice and spread out? Because you got to have your fingers and your thumb.
Nice and spread for my big hand.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Make that thumb hole extra big.
That's the only thing that's big on you.
Right.
Yeah, I'm tight.
Put some lube in that thumb hole. Oh. Telling you.
Next
just letting you know.
He's got plenty of that.
Dinner. Do the thumbs look the same, though?
They look the same. They're
functional. They still function the same.
Functional, but when you touch the tip of this one, it's tingly. Oh, yeah. This one, not tingly, because this was not the thumb that was in the stupid bowling ball. This was, because I'm right-handed. This thumb is hurting. This thumb is at... It's not the bottom of the thumb. It's this top portion. Top third.
You've lost the feeling.
There's feeling, but it's tingly.
Yeah.
Tingles when I do this, okay?
You've got nerve damage.
Yeah, I have nerve damage.
Yeah.
JP's laughing. JP's cackling like a 4-year-old.
Because I don't know what you tell the doctor. You're going to go to the doctor.
To the doctor, and I'll say, I hurt my stupid thumb bowling. Give me a referral to a specialist. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know what they're going to be able to do.
I don't know what they're going to do either.
Maybe some acupuncture on your thumb?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
PT for his thumb. He'll be in there.
Is it bothering you that much?
Why don't you just have a tingly thumb?
I hope we give him like Percocet.
Just live
thumb.
With it?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to live with a tingle in my thumb for the next 30-some years.
Does it bother you every day?
Yeah.
All right.
It's bothersome.
God,
like when you text, I feel it. When I reach for a car door, I feel it.
That's probably where it's from, is texting.
Yeah, it's probably from texting.
No,
not
it's not from texting, because I've been texting for 15 years before I went to the stupid bowling event. And there was never a problem.
What a casualty from bowling.
Hey, it's fine.
Reminds me of when we played the Divas and Cakes wore every pad issue.
Every true.
Yeah.
I have to be. This is a very fragile ecosystem, and I have to protect it.
Not that we ever really entertained a rematch or anything like that, but Cakes, there was discussion,
never.
It was immediately like that.
No, it was the most punishing thing I've ever gone through in my life. I would never do it again.
Three practices.
Never
it reminded
again.
Him of his high school career.
I am not cut out for tackle football.
It just goes to show how dainty his hands really are.
His hands are really
dainty. I told you, they are. They're now affected, and it's affecting my life.
When he had his old job at Toys R Us, though, that was like hard labor, right? Sometimes you have to unload the trucks.
Yeah, it sucked. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was awful.
He was a boss, though. He could delegate.
Yeah, but
sometimes I was in there in the
muck, heavy lifting,
unloading a stupid 53-foot truck filled with Power Rangers and Teddy Ruxpins. It sucked. It tickled me almost.
He was in his physical prime, though. He was 25 years old.
That's true. Yeah, your thumb would have been 50. Able to endure it.
I'm almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on anything. When we come back, we're going to unveil another story from the Big 20. Remember, a little bit later, we're getting to the Super Bowl with Solomon Wilcots. That's at 8 o'clock. Here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
Jason's bet safe.
Yeah.
You won.
Winner,
Joker
yeah.
won.
Won the straight sets. It's already in my account.
Very
Has
good.
He won like 100 Australians? I have no idea.
Yeah, he's won a bunch.
Is that where he's racked up most of his titles?
Oh, he's legit,
Nadal
dude.
Wins all of the French.
Yeah.
Federer.
He's a dirt baller.
I mean, they've all won all of them, but Federer, I think, dominated in Wimbledon. Like, that's
Wimbledon,
probably the
US Open. Yeah.
And then I think he's sneaky, like, on the Aussie, right?
Yes. Well, but also the US Open. I mean, I don't know. I don't have it in front of
me. I'm sure he's won every one of them.
I think he's got 16. Does he have 16?
He's close.
Let's see. He's won 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 7 Aussies.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
He only has 1 French. 8, 10, 12, 13. Yeah, he's got 16. So he's going for 17.
He's won 5 Wimbledons.
So Novak, Federer, and Nadal all into the quarters.
Dude, if you've won any French while
semis.
Nadal is around,
right.
you're amazing.
Is it semis already?
Or no, is it? This is the quarterfinal match, right?
Wasn't
well,
it? Maybe that was a quarterfinal. Yeah, maybe it was.
That was a quarterfinal match, I think.
No, because Nadal plays team. Wawrinka, no, this is, well, Federer.
Federer played his quarter.
Federer has played, yeah. So Federer and Djokovic will play in the semi. And then there's 2 other matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, believe it or not, Steve from Dumfries is online. He claims he has the exact same injury as Cakes.
Yeah, now, Steve's my guy.
Did he also get it bowling? I don't know.
I don't know.
Steve!
Yeah, good morning, and no, I didn't get it bowling. So I've been listening to Cakes Joan about this, and yeah. I finally decided to call. So, look, based on only the symptoms Cakes has described, my right thumb also has tingled for about 2 years after I was in a traffic accident.
Right. Yeah.
Went and had an MRI done. What the doc said was I had a pinched nerve in my C3, C4. Hmm. I also suffer from degenerative disc issues, but the point is, it's not his thumb. It's his neck, and if he didn't recognize the symptom till after bowling, I would argue that it was something he did in his form while he was bowling.
Well, he's got terrible form.
My form was exemplary. Yeah. My form was beyond reproach.
He had the high score.
Yeah, I mean, I did roll the high
you
score.
Cakes, tell me you've never pulled a muscle or pinched a nerve getting out of bed at your tender age of...
So you're maybe. Speculating that this goes back to his neck. I would die if you had an MRI of your thumb. You think about
it would be my first Murray ever. I've never had an MRI on this temple.
He has to put his hand in the machine.
Why would I need an MRI on this silly temple?
Well, you know
I've
what?
Never had a blown
it
out
makes,
knee.
It makes sense because Cakes doesn't lift any kind of heavy weight.
No.
So Cakes
he does
is
nothing
rolling,
strenuous.
Yeah, so he's rolling this, you know, 12-pound ball for an hour and a half, two
yeah,
hours.
It suckered him out.
And,
it
yeah, it's and just, his body's not used to that type of, that type of physical yeah.
the
activity.
The most he does is muck 2 cards. I'm the Steven Strasburg of sports radio.
And so
very
that
delicate.
That wear and tear over the 2 hours
yeah.
caused nerve damage in his thumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It did.
You've hit on it.
It's what it is, Cakes.
Hey, boys, you want an update on the Barry Sanders signing?
Oh, yes.
Hold on. All right, can you slow down? I missed the whole, because I was sick last week, I missed right. the whole awkward first question.
JP, explain it to him.
I mean, Barry was on our show, and yeah. Jason
I'm,
called
just,
a shot.
I've gotten killed over this.
Jason right. called a shot, said
Did
I'm going to
Did you do this on
awkward.
Purpose?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And he said, I'm going to ask him to sign my Sports Illustrated, and he led off
no,
the interview with that.
Not Sports Illustrated.
His jersey.
Jersey,
his,
whatever. Same thing.
His Oklahoma State
thing.
Jersey.
The spirit is the same.
But I called the shot. At 6 a.m., I said, all right, people, when he comes on at 9:40, I'm going to ask him on air.
I don't even want to hear it. Is it cringe?
Question.
It's so cringy.
Oh, you need to hear
I
it.
Have your, I collect jerseys. I have your 1988 Oak State jersey
oh, no.
when you won the Heisman and you pummeled Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl 62-14.
Grab hates this.
I've got it in my closet. Would you be willing, and I'm not going to sell it, I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to sign the jersey for me?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Now it sounds awkward because there was a delay because
yeah.
he was on.
Where was he? Like in Hawaii or
he was
something?
On Skype.
He was on Skype. Yeah. I don't know where he was.
Did you do a video? It was a video
yeah.
call
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
So you could
yeah.
see
doing,
him
he was,
cringe?
He was yeah. doing the media round for Rocket Mortgage for the,
right.
the Squares promotion.
Rocket Mortgage is giving away money.
Right.
Giving it away.
Eric, but there was no greeting. There was
I know.
No, how you doing? It was just launched right into
Why did you have
well,
to do that as the first question? Why did you wait to the end?
I'll tell you why. Because it was a 9:40 interview, right?
Yeah.
And we got the heart out at 54.
You just didn't
and,
want to
and
potentially...
And I didn't know what we were going to be talking about at like 9:52.
Right.
So I didn't want to just jam it in. It was brilliant of me to ask
So hold
the
on.
First
Did
question.
You actually send it to him?
100%. UPS. You got it. J.B. Bernstein is his agent. He goes, you just emailed me yesterday because it's supposed to be delivered today.
Right? Al's brother.
And I told him, I said, make sure you let me know if you don't get it so I can call UPS and track it. Anyway, so he goes, this is something we will get done for you soon. We're all in Miami until after Super Bowl. Next signing with Barry may not be until April.
Oh, my God.
But we will. Hold on. But we will get it done and sent back to you.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Barry Sanders doesn't just willy-nilly sign something. He goes into a room with a million footballs or jerseys.
He gets paid about $100K.
Yeah, and he gets a stroke, a big fat check.
And by the way, we found out that Barry, after the interview, told his agent, make sure you get in touch with that guy who asked me about the
really
jersey. Yeah.
So he wasn't offended.
He was
just awkward.
He was thrown off.
Right.
He was awkward on all of the questions.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, he's a socially awkward kind of guy.
He wasn't the most charismatic guest.
Yeah.
The delay certainly didn't help.
Yeah.
And Jason led off with the hammer.
Right.
But in the end, Jason does a cost benefit
analysis. He doesn't care.
Jason's cost benefit analysis. Cost is guys are going to Joan on me.
Yeah.
Some texts. He might say no. Benefit is eventually
he's
going to
get his signed jersey. Yeah.
Oh, I got killed on social media.
You go in Jason's basement, it looks like the Hall of Fame. He's got Lance Armstrong signed stuff. He's
got killed.
Marino.
They called me unprofessional. They couldn't believe I did it.
Right.
I just got killed on Twitter.
Right.
All right. Every
I mean, it is embarrassing.
Time,
but
we give you
at the time, yes, but will it be worth it in the end? I think so.
Every day at this time, we give you another one of the Big 20, NBC Sports Washington. They are counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades with the Big 20, as determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, and other experts. New stories counting down to number one revealed each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Announced today, number 14. I like this one. The Rise and Fall of Gilbert Arenas, the Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
That's what they brought him in for. They brought him in to make the shots, to lead the team into the postseason. Four consecutive years he did that, electrified the fan base for the Washington Wizards. But then, of course, there's the knee injury. And then he brings the guns into the locker room. And then there's that whole other side that's revealed where the team said they just couldn't keep him anymore.
It didn't make any sense. It was always like this like great side of him. And there was always this side that you just, it was confusion. You couldn't figure it out.
That was Jared Jeffries, the voice of Jared Jeffries, who played with the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, see all of the full clips at NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. I almost forget, 4 years in a row in the playoffs?
He was a superstar. He led the Wiz in scoring with 25.5, 29.3.
People forget how dominant
per game
he was.
28.4, and then it tailed off in the 07-08 season where he dipped down to 19.4.
Well, as good as John Wall has been when healthy, Gilbert Arenas was way better. And Gilbert Arenas was approaching top five players in the league status.
There was a period of time, and it's apropos with Kobe passing. But we had an argument on the show. Would you trade Kobe for Gil at that point? This was back when he was averaging about 29 a game.
I was a Gil guy.
Well,
big homer.
The rational people said yes.
Okay. All right. But Cakes and I, the homers, when he was averaging 29 and he was the hibachi.
You guys called that Kobe.
We're like, no.
When the hibachi was white hot, I mean, I didn't want to get rid of Gilbert.
He was young. Was he younger than him at that time? Yeah.
Gilbert's
he's still
younger.
Yeah, he's younger. Yeah. So we wanted a younger Gil.
Younger Gil.
I didn't know that it was basically all over.
Yeah.
You know, but once 2010 hit.
And he was an odd guy. Like, that's how he ended up with the Wizards, right? Wasn't it a weird, like, coin toss story? And
he claimed he tossed a coin, like, 10 times, and he said, whoever, you know, I come up with more, I'm going to go to that team. And he said, I think he flipped, like, 6 or 7 times out of 10 for the Clippers. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to go to the Wizards.
Oh, yeah.
He did not want to go to the Clippers.
I guess not.
Right.
Who did he end up with?
And he was an L.A. guy.
Or who did he finish with, Orlando or Memphis?
Memphis.
And then he went and played in China for a year. The Shanghai Sharks.
But yeah, for that little brief period of time, it was kind of like RG3. You know, RG3 had his moment there for
a season. He had a longer run. He had a longer run than Robert.
A longer run, but
it, you
know, unfortunately, the Wizards never could crack beyond, you know, the second round of the playoffs.
His first 7 years were pretty sick. You could even go first 9 years. You know, when he averaged 22.5. Now, the only problem is he only played 32 games. But after that, after 2010 is when it started to fall off.
And he was a draft steal. He was taken with the 31st pick in the 2001 draft.
he'd be unbelievable right now with the way that they're shooting threes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, phone number if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. Remember, a little bit later, we will get in the Super Bowl. Solomon Wilcots, who's fantastic, he'll join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk some Caps hockey. The second half of the season has started. They got a win last night. Alan May will join us at 8:20. And the great Mike Wilbon joins the Junkies at 9:20.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.